I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On March 1st, a house church Bible school was raided by Public Security Bureau officers in Huaibei City, China. 36 were taken into custody. The tendency is to see arrested church leaders disappear into the prisons for further interrogation and charges. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner is troubled.
It has a profound effect in that the most effective means of evangelism in China today is going through the house church movements. And what the Chinese government is trying to do is to cut off the head of the house church movement by arresting prominent church leaders.
Next, four Christian Reformed World missionaries, along with 15 Christian families, fled Nigeria because of recent threats. A faction of Muslim rioters in northern Nigeria posted leaflets warning Christians to either leave or be killed. While the threats may be linked to the widely publicized Danish cartoon depictions of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, there's been a long history of tensions with Muslims and Christians in the area. Pray that their ministry can be resumed safely in the near future. And teaching English as a second language not only helps someone learn English, but also opens doors to share your faith. Cornerstone University's Michael Pasquale is heading up the fifth annual ESL Ministry Conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Community resources are drained, school resources are drained, and it's a great opportunity for churches especially to be involved in reaching out to this very needy group, teaching English, and even working in schools and community centers, and ultimately seeing people come to know the Lord.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.